American Language Course, Situation Tape 1. Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? This is going to be part of a story. Now, in the story, you'll meet some American men and women. You are in the story, too. The men and women will talk to you. And you will talk to them. Will you do that? The story begins in an airplane. You are in the airplane, flying over the ocean. Look at the picture for Situation 1. Look at Picture 1. What is the name of the ocean? Please speak clearly. What is the name of the ocean? Good, it's the Atlantic Ocean. And what country is the airplane going to? Yes, the United States. This is the country you're going to. Look at Picture 1 again. What is the name of the city in the eastern part of the United States? It's New York City. You're going to New York City. Now our story begins. You're sitting in the plane. A man is sitting there too. He will talk to you. You talk to him.
It's a nice day, isn't it? Yes, it is. But it wasn't nice yesterday, was it? No, it wasn't. The weather varies a lot over the ocean. Do you know that word, varies? Say, varies. Varies over the ocean. When we say the weather changes a lot, we say it varies a lot. The weather is not always the same. Sometimes the weather over the Atlantic Ocean is good. Other times it's cold and there are strong winds. Is the weather always the same over the Atlantic Ocean, or does the weather vary? The weather varies. If the weather is always the same and never changes, does the weather vary or not vary? The weather doesn't vary. Good. Does the weather vary in your country? The weather varies in most countries. So, what do I say about the weather when it always changes? The weather varies. Right. Well, we've been talking about the weather, and I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Smith. Joe Smith. What's your name? I'm happy to meet you. I'm from Texas. Where are you from? Is that right? I've always wanted to go there. Oh, here comes the stewardess. She's the lady who takes care of the people in the airplane.
Mr. Smith, do you want to have your dinner served now?
What did the stewardess ask me? Do you want to have your dinner served now? Right. When food is served, it is given to you. If our dinner is served, is it given to us or taken away from us? It's given to us. So, when our dinner is given to us, what is done? Our dinner is served. If the stewardess serves us dinner, what is she doing? She's giving us our dinner. Yes, stewardess, I would like my dinner served now.
All right, Mr. Smith, I'll serve your dinner in a minute. And you, sir, may I serve your dinner now, too?
What did the stewardess ask you? She said May I serve your dinner now? You tell her you want your dinner served now, too.
I didn't hear you. What did you say? You want your dinner served now? Well, good. I'll serve you food in just a minute.
Good. We're going to eat. I'm hungry. Are you familiar with American food? The word familiar may be new to you. Can you say familiar? Say familiar. Familiar with. When you are familiar with something, you know it very well. I'm familiar with American food, but I am not familiar with the food in your country. In restaurants in the United States, a waiter or a waitress serves the food. Now, who serves the food on this airplane? The stewardess. She takes care of all the people on the airplane. The stewardess serves the food. When I invite a friend to come to my home for dinner, my mother serves the food. Say, invite. Invite a friend. When you invite someone to your home, you ask him to come to your home. When I invite a friend to my home, do I ask him to come to my home or go away from my home? You ask him to come to your home? Right. So, if I want a friend to come to my home for dinner, I must invite him. What do I do when I invite a friend to my home? I ask him to come to my home. So, what do I do when I ask a friend to come to my home for dinner? I invite him. Well, here comes the stewardess. She's going to serve our dinner. Look at picture 2. What is the stewardess doing? She's serving our dinner. She will put our food on a tray. Then she will put the tray on the small table. What does the stewardess put on the tray? Our food. When you're in an airplane, your food is served on a tray. But in our homes, the food is served on a plate. Is the food on an airplane served on a tray or on a plate? It's served on a tray. In an American home, the food is served on a plate. Look at picture 3. This is part of a dinner table in an American home. Is there a tray or a plate on the table? A plate. In an American home, we eat the food from the plate. Where do we eat the food from on an airplane? From a tray. Right. In picture 3, there is a plate, a knife, a spoon, and a fork. There is also a napkin on the plate. Say napkin. Napkin. Some napkins are made of cloth and some are made of paper. The purpose of a napkin is to wipe your mouth and to keep your clothes clean. Say purpose. Purpose. The purpose for doing something is the reason for doing it. The purpose of a napkin is to keep your clothes clean and to wipe your mouth. A knife is used to cut meat. What is the purpose of a knife? The purpose of a knife is to cut meat. In picture 3, the fork is on the left side of the plate. You eat your food with a fork. You also use your fork to hold the meat when you cut it. Is the purpose of a fork to cut meat or to hold the meat? To hold the meat. In picture 3, Is the knife next to the spoon or next to the fork? It's next to the spoon. A spoon is used to eat soup or to eat ice cream. If you have to cut your meat, do you use a spoon or a knife? A knife. What do you use if you want to eat some soup? A spoon. I've been using many new words. Is it simple or difficult to remember all these words? I hope it is simple. When something is simple, it's easy to do. It's simple to listen to new words, but sometimes difficult to understand them. It's very simple for me to speak English. Is it very simple or very difficult for you to speak English? It would be very difficult for me to try to speak your language. Is it simple or difficult for you to speak your language? Sure, it's very simple for you to speak your language. Well, now we have our food. I am hungry. Look at picture 4. This is our dinner. There is a lot of food for us to eat, even dessert. Say, dessert. Eat our dessert. The sweet food that we eat at the end of a meal is the dessert. In some countries, they eat fruit for dessert. Do you eat a dessert at the beginning or at the end of a meal? You eat a dessert at the end of a meal. We eat pie, cake, or sometimes ice cream for dessert. What is the sweet food that we eat at the end of a meal? Pie, cake, or ice cream. Things that are sweet. When I've completed my dinner, do you know the word complete? Say, complete. Completed my dinner. When you complete something, you finish it. When I finish my dinner, I complete my dinner. If I finish my breakfast, am I starting my breakfast or completing it? You're completing it. Right. Very good.
If you gentlemen have completed your meal, I'll pick up the trays.
Yes, thank you. I have completed my meal. You can pick up the trays. The stewardess used some new words you may not know. Say, pick up. Pick up the tray. Pick up is not simple to understand. It has many meanings. The stewardess asked us if she could take our trays away. So, pick up is to take away. Does the stewardess want to give us our trays or take them away? She wants to take them away. So, what did the stewardess say when she wanted to take our trays away? Can I pick up your trays? Right. Pick up is used to mean take away. This is simple when you can understand it. We have talked about many things. I hope you have learned some new words, and I'm sure you will remember them. Will you remember all the new words you used? I hope you will. Let me ask you some questions about what we have been talking about. If something is very easy for you to do, is it simple to do or difficult to do? It's simple to do. We began talking about the weather. What do we say about the weather that is not the same and always changing? The weather varies. Good. Who is the lady on our airplane who takes care of the people? The stewardess. And what did she do when she served us our food? She gave us our food. And what did the stewardess serve our food on? On a tray. What do we use in our homes to eat food on? A plate. If American food is familiar to you, do you know it or not know it? You know it well. When I invite you to my house, do you come to my house or go away from my house? You come to my house. Good. When the stewardess served us our food, what did she do? She gave us our food. What is the purpose of a napkin? To wipe your mouth and keep your clothes clean. What is the purpose of a fork? To eat food with. What is the sweet food that we eat at the end of a meal? Dessert. If I complete my dinner, am I finished with dinner or just beginning? Finished with dinner. When a word is familiar to you, do you already know the word, or is it a new word? I already know the word. Good. Yes, something that is familiar is something you know already. It's not new. When the stewardess picks up our trays, does she take them away from us or give them to us? She takes them away from us. Well, I hope you enjoyed your dinner. I did. It was a good meal. And I'm glad I could talk to you. Maybe we can continue talking later, okay?
This is the end of Situation Tape 1.